The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back. Need to do a little bit of note taking. You've edited the last episode already, right? Or no?
I got 15 minutes left on the last one to do.
Okay. Do you know if... I know we already rolled ticks. Did we talk about them at all on the podcast? Do you know?
No.
Oh, all right. We talked about increases and we talked about awards.
Okay. Just making sure that the audience got that. I didn't remember if we recorded that or not.
Yes.
We did not record rewards. We did ticks.
There was only one reward.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Rewards.
If at the end of the chapter you get a grade like you do in video games... You didn't get a high one.
Fair. We got plus three sand, period, for all of London.
Fair.
So there's that. The next thing that we need to do is talk a little bit. Obviously, you have some time. The first thing I'm going to do is calculate. We're going to kind of gamify this a little bit because you are traveling to Hong Kong.
Australia.
As that is the port.
Hong Kong,
shut
Australia.
Up! Stop it!
That was just for Lucas.
So... Your journey will take you basically right past Egypt because you're going to go through the canal.
We can stop. Just like check in on a couple.
Send a telegram.
I see you, girl. I'll check back later.
Sail to Port Said, through the Suez Canal to Bombay, Ceylon, Singapore, and Hong Kong. So that's how you get there. So at this point, we will consider our game basically in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You're, you know, some distance away there. I want to calculate how many days it's actually going to take you so we can actually put that into the game and figure out what we do from there. We're recording after the holidays, so we're recording at a very strange time. It is a Sunday afternoon, so we'll probably hear my son screaming and yelling, where normally he goes to bed right about the time we record. Although he will be going down for a nap soon, so we'll see how hard that is for my wife shortly.
I will just say this is the week that marks my 2-year podcasting anniversary
because
started Time for Harvest on New Year's Day 2 years ago.
Well, that's exciting.
It's not the new year yet.
I said week of.
Party luck roll.
Oh, God.
Motherfuck.
Happy anniversary.
I don't have anniversary.
It's just me. It's only ever me. No! I missed by 5.
Good luck. Okay.
Sadly can't.
You're that low?
Yes! We went over this!
Oh, yeah, because Grady's been playing.
Wait! I looked at the wrong number.
Yeah.
I made it by 1.
Woo!
My San is 14. My luck is 20.
Your San is only 14.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, she's dead this session.
Okay. So I'm going to say, since you made it, and that's still an impressive roll.
Yeah.
It's only
going to
be 42 days.
That was after the reward of 3 sand.
It says,
yes.
It says 22 to 43 days. Ooh. So I'm going to say you're definitely on the closer side to 22, especially since the roll was, what, 14?
It was 19.
19?
Out of 20.
So 19's still an impressive roll. So I'm going to say, let's see, 22 and 43. So the middle number there is going to be like, okay, let's say it takes you 28 days. So Jasmine, from the day you set off, we need to fast forward 28 days, which will take
cool.
us to what date?
Keep
in mind,
do math.
February has 28 days in it.
Yes, it does, which okay. puts
was
us at March
leap year?
16th.
Okay.
Sure it wasn't a leap year?
1925 might have been.
Let me double check my lunar calendar leap that year. I keep on my phone.
No,
and
it's
have
not.
For the last...
Leap years have never are never an odd year.
That's true.
I wouldn't think that they would be an odd year.
No, it was right. Not a leap year.
Because 2020
so,
is a leap year.
It is March 16th.
So on March 16th is the date that you will arrive in Hong Kong.
See, we missed the protest by a whole month.
Yeah, well, we're
going to start.
Yeah, exactly.
don't let me forget that role I wanted to give you, Lucas.
Sure.
We'll get there. So you have 25 days on board ship. What is the...
28.
Or sorry, 28 days on board ship. Excuse me. What is the 16th? Do we know what day that is? If anybody's got the 1925
Monday.
Calendar. Oh, Monday. So how many Sundays of major wound rolls do we get to roll?
4.
All right. So do we remember how to do major wounds?
No.
Yeah, you roll under your con, and then if you roll under your con, you no longer have a major wound, and then you can heal regularly.
So for those who have major wounds, what I think is almost everybody in the party.
Except for him. I don't think I do.
Pass.
All right. So basically, Lucas, you would naturally heal 1 hit point per day.
I rolled a fucking 41, and my con is 4. 40.
If you do not have a major wound, you would heal naturally. So basically, you have 20 days, so...
I would just heal naturally back to full.
Okay, yes. There's a not 3. That works.
So you made it on the second one.
Yeah.
So you would have had about roughly 2 weeks then to heal up. So you should be healed up by now.
Yay! No major wounds!
So that takes care of that.
Full health.
I need to know what each one of you are doing through these various treks of rail. I know you want to read.
Flynn, rail?
Mr. Corey has...
Rail? We're not on no fucking train.
We're going to dock this train. Trains.
Yep. Fact. We park boats, too, by the way.
She's drinking more.
We park boats. We dock trains.
That's why it's taking so long, because they're parking the boat every time it gets dark. He's afraid he's going to hit icebergs.
In the Indian Ocean?
Absolutely in the Indian Ocean. I think you said Pacific earlier. I
you
definitely
did.
Meant Indian.
You did,
Because
yeah.
I said Pacific and I was like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
You can pull one for me too.
Well,
but to be honest, how often do you think about the Indian Ocean? Like, of the oceans?
It's only whenever a plane crashes, typically.
He's not wrong. Like, very rarely, like, in the United States, you just don't think about the Indian Ocean.
No.
Okay, Mr. Corey, you have 28 days on a boat. Obviously, you would have telegram service. It would be expensive, not that you have to worry about that. But you can communicate. You can do some reading. You could even do some skills training. So if there's something that you would like to do, we can take that into account because you basically have a month to do what you want.
I want to read and train the survival skill ocean.
Okay.
Christ.
He just, you see him jump,
I just get out
and, you see him jump off the front of the boat and try and swim as hard as he can to get back to the boat by the time the back end comes around.
I'll tie a rope around your waist
and
throw you off the back.
Corey.
Gotcha.
My safe word is pineapple.
That's my safe word.
He splashes in the water. Pineapple! Pineapple!
What?
And just,
sure. Yeah, we got some fresh stuff.
Okay.
I am going to definitely contact Erica.
Sure.
And just let her know what our plan is, what we found in...
Her response, why the fuck China?
Not giving away too much, but we have it on, you know, we have suspicions that Jack Brady may be alive and that he is in Shanghai. He is a threat to certain people that we have encountered. So we are going there to... See what we can find.
She basically agrees. It is a good idea. If her brother is still alive or not, Jack Brady would know. So she wants him. And she also wants an update on all the shit that you found. Because this is very expensive.
Yes. I will consult with the good professor. Because I would probably describe... We got a shimmering head thing. And... that sort of thing.
The underlying thing is, and this can be sort of Joe Corey's problem or not problem, depending on how he wants to deal with it. You get the sense that she is going to want to see things and she is going to want shit sent back to her.
Mm.
Her connections in, do you tell her your final destination? What does she think your final destination is? You're headed to Hong Kong currently.
Shanghai.
Okay. She has connections in Shanghai, albeit loosely. What do they do again? What are the Carlyles? The Carlyles are...
It's import-export, right?
Was it straight import export?
I thought so.
No, it said something in one of the high society articles about Roger, the young raging bachelor.
So transportation, munitions, and international trade. There is a contingent for munitions in Shanghai.
Great.
So you wouldn't necessarily have access to... You might have access to Carlisle funds and or personnel if needed. But you also get the sense that she probably wants you to hand off some of your valuable shit so she can have it.
Yeah.
So something to think about. Yeah. But she does have stuff there.
That was part of the agreement, though. Right?
Yeah.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, your boss wants
we
to get paid.
We lied for money, sir.
I'm sorry, what?
Splash. You suddenly hear splashes off the side of the boat.
I cut the rope.
Pineapple!
Yeah. I'm going to take a crack at the necrotic manuscript.
So, you're reading.
Yep.
All you're doing is reading.
And training survival.
I'm reading the French book.
Okay. So in that case, assuming that the rest of you are reading, let's make some rolls.
Four rolls?
Yeah. I'd let you do four rolls because it's basically 4 weeks.
Library use? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Yes.
Success.
My library use is already almost up to the same as my con.
Fail.
Fail. Okay. Pass.
Oh, shit. Critical fail.
Oh, God.
99.
You dropped the book overboard.
Shut up, Flynn.
Oh, sorry.
I made 0 out of 4, and 1 was a critical failure. My library use is 27.
What book were you reading?
Life as a God.
That's an extreme.
Ooh.
Good for you. I don't get to tick it. At all. Great.
Two fails, a pass, and an extreme.
I have already gotten 4 weeks into Life as a God.
Sure. I'm going to go ahead and...
By the way, your crazy outbursts can really fuck us in this game, okay?
Jasmine, I'll give you a luck roll.
No.
Life as a God somehow is, like, irrevocably damaged.
Cool.
You spilled wine on it. You something.
I hate you. It's just a book. Calm down. It's a book. It's just a book.
Was wow. was that the book that was the poetry book?
Yep. No.
That was Among the Stones.
It was the one book that we hadn't gotten anything from yet.
It's basically okay. A diary.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Life as a God is a diary. Among the Stones is poetry, and I had gotten something from it already, so I decided to go back
you
to
rolled,
it.
You rolled how... You got through 6 weeks of it. Is that what you said?
I got through four, 4 weeks originally. I got okay. through six of the poetry book and had already gotten something okay. from it.
I need you to roll 40 or less.
Okay. I rolled a 23.
Okay. Do me a favor, because I'm going to forget. Make a check mark by Life as a God.
Okay.
And I will give you 2 Cthulhu Mythos points, and you lose 1 sand.
Okay. That's very generous to do a 1 for 2.
It's pretty fair ratio that way. You don't get a lot of information from it, but I still want you to check mark it for my own reasons. Schroeder, you're reading what now?
The necrotic manuscripts.
The necrotic manuscripts. How many weeks you got in that, bad boy?
I think I just started it.
Okay. So you had an extreme.
I passed an extreme, and I had 2 fails.
And what is your rough library use?
37.
Okay. I hate that die. Okay. We'll put you down for 12 weeks. This is a massive book. And did somebody else already read this? I think
Owen did. And we got something from it, but he is no longer here.
You read a lot of, like, have you ever read, have you read Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Have you ever read, what the fuck is the other book? The Cimmerillion?
Yes.
The Nakonic manuscripts is a lot like the Cimmerillion.
Got it.
So-and-so begat so-and-so, but, like, what you're starting to get is, do you have points in history?
No.
Okay. What you're starting to get is, like,
this shit is a base. There's this, a base five.
Yeah. This shit is old? Like, this is ancient Greek old, this is ancient Egyptian old, this is ancient Sumerian old, it's old. Whatever the shit they're talking about happened a long time ago. You can't place it in a reference point right now.
Yeah.
But none of the... It's essentially like a fantasy novel because none of the geography makes sense, none of the whatever makes sense. You can be like, oh, this is kind of sort of like this, maybe, but
yeah.
That's about as far as you've gotten. Also, don't let me forget, I didn't before we started, but before the end of the session, I want to record everybody's score so I can put that back in my tablet. Lucas Patterson, what's the professor up to?
I was reading the French book, whatever it's called. I already had 9 weeks in.
Okay.
I got a pass and an extreme and 2 fails.
Okay. It was Sélection de Livres d'Avion, I believe.
Yes.
So that's actually the second time I extremed it, because I believe I extremed my first read on it as well.
Yep.
And your library use is what?
My current library use is 52.
You passed and got an extreme, right?
Correct.
Okay. I give you another 16 weeks.
That's that big of a book?
Yeah. What are you up to with that 16?
23.
Okay. Write down 23 and keep going.
Wait a minute.
That didn't sound like the
right
number.
You want to try that again?
4? No.
No. No. All you have to do is, if you're adding 9 to something, is reduce the smallest number by 1 and increase the larger number. I'm going
to let you do it. What did you have before?
9.
Okay.
I'm going to let you do it.
It's 31. 23? It's 32.
He's had 9.
And are you guys fucking stupid?
Yes.
It's 25.
It is 25.
I don't know what numbers we were using.
Christ.
Oh, no wonder we can't fucking play any games. No one can read the dice. No one can add the numbers together. I fucking quit. I need competent teammates.
Science effect.
This is the best.
Helping.
This is the best I got with my Craigslist ad. Lucas,
I'm about to go get
you. Want me to do another roll?
Education.
Christ.
Edu roll.
Yep. General knowledge type stuff.
Wine before liquor.
I'm rolling my new Christmas dice today.
I've already had 2 Ooh. Beers, wine.
Merry Christmas!
That is a fail.
95.
Wait, let's make sure we can add those.
Basically what you would know, sort of going into this, is China as a nation has been sort of... I mean, Asia in general, but particularly China, has been kind of insular and a little bit off the beaten path for the last quite a bit. The British moved in roughly the 1840s, 1850s. And basically what they did is they took the biggest cities and they're like, this is our port and this is our port. Yeah. So when you arrive in Hong Kong on the 16th of March, before you pull into the port, before anyone gets pissed at me, is there anything else you want to do? You've read, you've contacted people, you've studied.
Can I share my list of things we need to accomplish in Shanghai with the group?
Sure.
Okay.
I want to make sure that my guns are where they're supposed to be and that we don't have another fiasco like last time.
Okay. So what are the international laws for taking guns into port cities?
I don't know. That's why
roll
I'm
law at disadvantage.
What is law? Is law like base 1?
Base 5. Have you had a lawyer once?
Nope.
You still do.
Wait, are you a lawyer?
No.
Joe Corey?
No.
No,
he's talking
Joe
about.
Joe Corey's not a lawyer.
Hey, before I want to check on Carlton.
Okay.
And make sure he's alive.
Carlton is doing better. Yes.
And I want to...
Willa is still the primary contact, but he is doing
better. That's who I'm... I mean, I'm reaching out to Willa.
Okay.
We could always ask the people on the ship.
That sounds like an instant success.
let's ask the people on the ship where we should put our guns that we've brought onto this ship that we may or may not have declared before we boarded.
Yep. No, we did. We did.
You find out...
What are the gun laws in China as well?
So, great questions! Excellent questions! What you will find out is that in mainland China, things are done a little differently. However, at the port cities, which would include Hong Kong and Shanghai, what essentially has happened
this
is
British
that
law.
It is, well, not entirely, but it is essentially British law. So you are still in, especially in Hong Kong, not so much in Shanghai, but definitely in Hong Kong, you are still on English ground. So you are basically going to be treated as part of the British Empire. Ergo, taking firearms into the city of Hong Kong is frowned upon. You can declare them, and they can be locked up, and they will be returned to you when you leave the city of Hong Kong, but you cannot walk around Hong Kong armed without a permit.
How do I get a permit?
You would need to contact the British authorities in Hong Kong.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
Is there a U.S. embassy in Hong Kong?
There would be. Ooh. Yes.
Can we just have our guns locked up there?
Make me a social roll, Jasmine.
Yes! I was built for this.
You only have one social skill.
Shut up. I'm well built for it.
And you rarely pass it.
That's not true. It's a 66.
That doesn't mean that you've frequently passed it.
Yes, it does. I took it every session.
We've only
That is an ought six. Shove it.
We've only possibly been able to take that twice.
So what's interesting, Sybil, as you probably mill about and have dinner with other travelers, most of the folk, I mean, at this point in the journey, you're in the latter stages. Everyone here is no longer got another port of call. They're all going to Hong Kong. Some of them to India, some of them to, like, say, the Philippines, Indonesia, wherever, some to China, some to Japan, some to Australia. But everybody's going to Hong Kong since it is basically the port. The hubbub is essentially that the British turned Hong Kong by annexing the island originally for war, they turned this into a thriving port city. So this is literally at this time period probably one of the largest hubbubs of commerce, trade, and movement. The island itself isn't really the hotbed of a sort of tourism and situations like you might see today, but Hong Kong is this sort of international transition period. Everybody's going through Hong Kong. Nobody's actually staying in Hong Kong. Let's see. It was actually granted to Queen Victoria under a 99-year lease in 1898.
Which is why, in 1997?
That is how the math works, yes.
Ha, I got it this time.
Congratulations.
It went back to mainland China, which is why we have Hong Kong protests today.
You're not wrong. So, you will actually find that Hong Kong will be essentially an extension of British territory. The majority of the language spoken there will be English. I mean, you will basically be able to navigate Hong Kong fairly freely as long as you're staying in that situation.
Just walk around with the matches. Do you know this place?
What's really interesting, though, and because you did make such a nice social role, you start to learn a little bit about Shanghai, since you're sort of considering Shanghai as your final port of call. Shanghai at this time is known as the Pearl of the Orient, or the Paris of the East. Shanghai is essentially a city divided amongst the British, the French, and the Americans. In so fact that they actually have what they call the concessions. And these are basically American territory, British territory, French territory within the city of Shanghai itself. You impaled that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a what's really, really interesting is that apparently you talked to somebody who really wanted to tell you all this kind of stuff.
Yes!
What's crazy is that under the terms of... This all has to do with... I'm trying to remember exactly how this does. This has something to do sort of with China being assistance in World War One in terms of manufacturing and so on and so forth. But essentially, these concessions, right, these sort of things, they kind of became a conglomerate. So, like, the British and the Americans basically have one sort of international settlement. But due to the law of extraterritoriality, which is kind of interesting, citizens of Britain, France, the United States, along with other favored treaty powers, Denmark, Italy, Japan, Mexico, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Peru, Spain, and Switzerland, you are not beholden to Chinese law in Shanghai. Not only in the settlements themselves, but anywhere within the city limits.
Anybody want to find some Peruvians?
No.
So what's interesting is that you are only beholden to your native country's laws. Now, that being said, the ports are controlled
laws
by the
laws in
British.
New York City or laws in West Virginia?
Federal laws.
That being said, the ports in Shanghai are still controlled by the British and would take your firearms, since I know that was ultimately the question.
Shipping them to the U.S. Embassy in Shanghai.
You could give that a shot. Other interesting things that you might want to know, the Chinese did adopt dollars as their form of currency. They call it yuan. This happened in the late 1800s. The yuan is split into the jiao or fen. Basically, one British pound is equal to $5 or 10 yuan. So it's one U.S. dollar to 2 yuan is your essential trade currency there.
How much did we already convert to pounds? That's the real question.
Not much.
It is a temperate climate. It's very wet. It would still be cool this time of year, although you're starting to shake off, by March 16th, you're starting to shake off the throes of winter, for sure. Political upheaval. You have the May 4th movement of May 4th, 1919. You have a strong nationalist and strong communist party forming in China at this time, particularly in large cities like Shanghai. It has gotten to the point of outright violence in the streets by now. As Jasmine has so elegantly pointed out, there are potential political violence occurring within a few months of in-game time, assuming that the timeline stays current. So it is a hotbed of upheaval from the working class all the way up to political elites. But essentially, the thing that you need to gather is that the reason why many Western governments and cultures are trying to impact this place is because there isn't really a national government in any way, shape, or form in China at this point. The only thing that we would think of as sort of solidified governmental structure is being imposed upon them by outside nations. Mainland China itself is basically territorial government. I don't want to descend to use the term warlord, but in cases it's probably applicable law.
So we have until May 30th in Shanghai before the British Shanghai Municipal Police open fire on Chinese protesters and start the Shanghai Massacre of 1925.
What's with the British and like massacring other people all the time?
How much time that's, you got?
That's called imperialism, my boy.
Yeah.
And America inherited quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
See, Alaska,
capitalism,
Hawaii.
Though, not imperialism. We
yeah,
bought
but,
our land. That's capitalism.
Not the Philippines. Not the Philippines.
See? That gunpoint is also a way to make deals. Imperialism is planting your flag and saying, this is mine. Capitalism is saying, you're going to take my deal.
Or I'm going to
Staten Island for a bunch of beads and blankets?
We were like, these numbers are low. We got to up these numbers.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's what you find out.
Rookie
so, yes,
numbers.
You would need to find some way to get a permit. Otherwise, the British are going to hold your guns in Hong Kong.
So are we, cause I could contact Carlisle and see what kind of pull she has.
Kind of contact she has in Shanghai at least.
Yeah. But that doesn't necessarily, I don't know. I could check and see if she has contacts in Hong Kong.
Sure.
Or
when you contact, when Mr. Corey contacts, basically what you hear from Mr. Gray, who is her lawyer that you worked with, Mr. Gray essentially says, I can pull together you a permit. Do you want your guns in Hong Kong or do you want them in Shanghai?
What do you think?
Probably Shanghai, I would assume.
Final destination?
Makes sense.
Okay.
So basically, you will legally declare your firearms in the port of Hong Kong, saying that you're taking them to your next destination of Shanghai. They will hold them, and then when you leave, you will have those guns.
Okay.
Because you're basically, by the time you contact him, you're too close to Hong Kong for him to do anything internationally.
Yeah.
But assuming you spend a day or so in Hong Kong or whatever, assuming then you go on to Shanghai, which for whatever reason doesn't tell me how long it takes to get to Shanghai, but I imagine it's a day or so's travel at least.
Yeah.
Then you'll have those permits waiting for you when you get there.
Cool. My list of things we should accomplish
Idea, Rolflin.
In Shanghai.
Got it.
He's going to have papers for you. You're not sure of the legality of those papers.
Okay.
Because the way that he is talking, he's basically saying, keep your guns close to your chest. He's got papers, so maybe a cursory, hey, why do you have a firearm?
Oh,
you check these. Yeah. You shoot a couple of people in the middle of the street, it may not actually hold up to an investigation. So keep that in mind.
So when we decide to shoot, leave after. Got it. I think we got that.
It's worked so far.
It's a pretty solid plan from this group so far. You were saying, Jasmine. My apologies for interrupting you now for the third time.
My list of things that we should accomplish.
Hey, we should.
We need a copy of The Black Power by Jackson Elias, which talks about African and Asiatic death cults. We need to find Jack Brady in Shanghai. Do not enter, only research, Hufeng import export shipping in Shanghai. And we need to identify the pale V, which, for the purposes of Sybil, I will be abbreviating.
The pale... What?
V. V. And, also for myself, so I don't have nightmares. And we need to get the hell out of Shanghai no later than May 30th.
Thanks, FutureCast.
Yeah, that's the prescient Sybil has divined it.
She's crazy enough at this point. There's not enough sanity. I would just
no. I have 13 that. Sanity.
I am looking. It looks like it's about 800 miles from Shanghai to Hong Kong.
So
a big fucking country, man.
Woof.
Unfortunately, Google Maps does not know how to get from Hong Kong to Shanghai via any method of travel.
Like, that's probably related to certain current events.
Yeah, probably. Hey, guess what, folks? Political movements aren't just for the 20th century. People getting shot in the street didn't just happen 100 years ago.
Except now it's not the British.
Nope.
This time.
Nope. British imperialism pretty dead by this point.
Proved to me it wasn't a British guy who shot first.
No.
Where did they loot? Where did they learn to shoot people in the streets? The British.
I learned it from you, Dad.
Crispus Attucks. Okay, so we've got our goals. We've got our goals there. Anything anybody else wants to convey to the audience? Because they basically sat for an hour looking over clues going, holy shit, why are we going to Shanghai?
Yeah, we definitely freaked the fuck out.
It'll take 14 days to walk there. That's nonstop.
Da 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 da.
Or 15 hours by car, which doesn't go that fast, and the highways aren't there yet. And there's no train.
Yeah, no, they will tell you when you arrive in Hong Kong, you could go by boat. I will say it's going to take you 3 or 4 days.
Beautiful.
You are in Hong Kong. What would you like to do?
We need to find a place to stay. At least for the night.
Hey, you have a blue pyramid club here?
It's a chain.
It's a chain. It's like a fucking Denny's.
Yeah. You always gotta find your Denny's.
Can we find an American hotel in Hong Kong?
You can, actually. No, I'm sure you can find a... You could probably... I don't know that they would have a Hilton here at this point, but you could absolutely find... Once you arrive, you're actually surprised. You don't feel like you are in a foreign country. All the signs are in English. You're seeing a large mixture of people from all over the world. So it's not like it's a busy international port. So you're in Hong Kong. You find a place to stay. That's all easily hand waveable.
We've landed in London version 2.0.
Yeah, basically. 1841, I guess the real question is, did they take something in India or South Africa? Probably more like London 3.5 or something like that. But yeah, you're right. You're basically in London again.
Well.
Only the weather's probably better.
When are we setting out again?
You could set out in a day or so. I guess it's just a question of anything if you want to do in Hong Kong.
Look for bookstores?
Sure. You can look for a bookstore.
I'll help you out.
Make me some sort of logical roll.
Someone else.
Charm?
Book roll?
Charm?
I would take...
Navigate?
Navigate's a solid one.
I could do that.
I got a 29.
I have a 64.
There we go.
Nope.
I got base.
Yep. By hard.
Yeah. You're able to find a bookstore.
Can I buy a map?
Of?
Hong Kong.
China.
Sure. Yeah. You've got a map.
I just want to buy a tourist map that shows, like,
places to go. We should also buy one of Shanghai.
Yeah, but we can buy one while we're in Shanghai, and it'll be more accurate. Because we'll have American maps of Shanghai.
And a keychain.
Some matches.
Send it back to Carlisle.
So yeah,
this is what we found.
You're able to find a bookstore.
Made in China.
Are you all going?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm in there.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. You can find a map of Hong Kong. You're all in a bookstore.
Is there a tea shop next door?
Sure.
Okay.
We're
looking for a copy of The Black Power by Jackson Elias.
Barty Luck Roll.
God damn.
I need to die already.
You really do.
No, 34 out of 20.
Some luck.
I'm sorry, miss. I've never heard of that.
Got anything about Jackson Elias?
Are there any libraries in Hong Kong?
Sure, there's a British library. But would they stock Jackson Elias?
It doesn't strike me as that kind of... The entry that I get in this, in the terms of the in-game Chaosium world... Hong Kong is way more of just like a port city. Like, it has infrastructure, but whatever library or museum you go to is going to be something paltry compared to, you know, the British Museum or something in Egypt or even something in a major city in Australia. So you're probably not going to find it there. You can go take a look if you want. I'm just assuming if you're shipping out of there.
Will you message Carlisle to mail us a copy of that book?
Good.
Idea.
How long
roll.
Would it take to
yeah.
get to us?
I mean, it's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
16.
If you knew where you're staying in Shanghai, you could have them ship it to wherever you're staying in Shanghai.
Have them ship it to the U.S. Embassy in Shanghai.
Okay.
Go pick it up.
You know the publisher. You don't need the Carlisle's to get it for you. You could probably just contact the publisher yourself.
And find out who sells it in Hong Kong.
Oh, was it?
Kensington
in Prospero House.
Why did I not just think of that? Yeah, can we just telegram him?
Yeah, he'll send you his whole set of books if he thinks it's helpful.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, where am I sending
Expedited.
It to?
Expedited.
The U.S. Embassy in Shanghai.
Okay, let's see.
To the attention to...
The Pale Viper.
Veteran.
He's like, ooh, that'll take a little time. I can do it.
How long? 65 days?
30 to 60 days.
Oh! God, they don't have Prime yet.
Airmail.
Yeah.
Just because you got to think about it, it's got to go all the way across the U.S. and then it has to go all the way across the Pacific Ocean.
Does anyone sell it in China?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot in terms of international distribution, no.
So Australia neither?
Australia, you might be able to find it. That's true.
Can we call them and have them ship it? Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
Who are your distributors in Australia, sir? Would that be faster and more logical?
Barnes & Noble.
Australia to Shanghai is about 2 weeks.
That's not
it's
bad.
Better.
It's better.
It's before the uprising.
I mean, are we going to last in China for a full 2 weeks?
It's going to take us at least 3 days to go from Hong Kong to Shanghai.
How That's many days were we actually in England?
That's like half a day.
The man is not wrong.
I mean, 3-4 a week?
Oh, no, you
were there
for that.
You were there for a decent bit of time. You were there longer than you think.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we had some downtime.
2 to 3 weeks probably is...
Well,
China's bigger, so...
The sooner I get into a hospital and have to, you know...
10 days!
Yeah.
It's a very action-packed 10 days.
10 days! February 6th to February 16th.
If we're pointing out oh shit items, that's one of them.
So we get the set.
How about we go
set from Australia?
We just have it in Australia for us.
That means we have to go to Australia.
We're going
next.
There next.
Yes, we are. It's
Let's
so
get
close.
On a boat and go to Australia right now.
I think we go to Africa, then back to Australia.
No,
we're gonna go to No, that's not going
to
work.
I have the map upside down.
So, we have letters of introduction to two different people in Australia. Let's just have it shipped to their house with our name on it.
No.
Because no. What do you do when you get somebody else's mail?
No. We have introductions. We don't know these people. No.
God. It's not 100% true. Idea roll.
Yeah, there's the one. We do know the one professor because of stuff.
You do know Professor Cowles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Professor Cowles...
He is not there yet.
Did tell you he would be there when the semester ended.
7 months away from January.
Yeah. We're going to be there and be gone by then. Or we'll all be dead.
Depends on how long it takes us to get from Shanghai.
Or we'll never go. One of
no,
the
No, don't tell me we'll never go to Australia. I wanted to go to Australia. Because I'll never go in real life.
So Hong Kong, what else? Are you...
Ship them to Shanghai. I'll wait.
From Australia.
Yep.
Yeah. And if they have a publisher there and we're not there, we'll just get them in Australia.
Ask the distributor if he knows anybody in Asia that actually...
Hey, we know some import-export people. I haven't shipped there. That's a terrible idea. We'd like you to source these books by Elias.
Please ship these to the Pale Viper and add a note that says, we know we're on our way.
All right. 2 weeks from today, Jasmine, which should be what, March 30th?
Yeah. Ish.
So make a note, March 30th, theoretically, those books will show up. I'm not going to remember it.
Books.
We won't be finished with the ones we're reading by that point, let alone.
Shanghai.
How did you know that his
US
300 pages he wrote will take you 6 years to read?
Embassy.
But we're his good friends, and we have to.
All right, anything else you're doing on the 16th? Anything else you want to do in Hong Kong? You got a place to stay.
So I kind of want to get, since we're away from Shanghai, we'll see if we can gather any information on Wufang, if that's a company or if anybody recognizes that away from Shanghai proper.
Sure. How are you going to go about that? I need some sort of role. You can just ask people, but I mean, a role is going to get
you
more.
Wufang? Do you Wufang?
Let's not.
No.
No,
I think it's an H.
The thing with roles is...
You just shoot things.
Not ho.
Bit limited. I mean, fast talk.
I mean, fast talk is a possibility. It might go poorly for you, but fast talk is a possibility.
I do believe it is an H, not a W.
Huh?
I think that's an H. Because...
There's no way that's an H.
It's ho fang.
Holy shit, it's an H. Ho fang.
Ho-fang.
Ho-fang.
No, it's not a ho! Stop it!
Why? It's Christmas.
It's not Christmas! It's halfway to New Year's!
Ho.
You ho.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Some sort of social role, Flynn, if you're looking into it.
Fast talking high pants over here. Got it.
Cool. You find out that, yes, there is a Ho-fang imports and exports.
Aren't we glad we got the right name?
It is a... Ho-fang is a fairly large company. It is known all throughout this part of the world. Beyond that, I'm not sure what else you're looking for.
Can I just, like, walk through and yell out Silas and Quana and see if anybody's head, like, pops up?
No. Because I specifically wrote on our to-do list, do not enter, only research.
So do I get the sense that this is a company that just probably handles a lot of business from different smaller companies that they may pass through?
Yeah, I mean, it is... Ho-fang is a fairly large import-export. It is owned by the businessman who owns it is named Ho-fang. Mm-hmm. So... It is fairly big and connected to the larger British Empire. So you get the sense that this is the local guy. So this is the guy working in Shanghai that then has connections to the larger infrastructure of the British Empire at this time. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So this is not necessarily fulfilled by Amazon. This is a specific... A smaller.
Yeah, although it does seem like it has international ties. So, like, Ho-fang Exports does ship from Shanghai directly to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably directly to Mexico City. or directly to Australia. So it's not like it's tied to the British Empire so much as it's utilizing the connection to the British Empire through Shanghai and Hong Kong.
Yeah.
This is a local Shanghaiese individual who somehow has gotten big because essentially, like I said, it's, I don't want to call it a gold rush, but basically everybody's treating Shanghai right now kind of this unbelievable, amazing place to be, which is why they're calling it, you know, the Pearl of the East or the Paris of the Orient or whatever, because you're starting to realize like Hong Kong is basically a British city at this point. Shanghai is a Chinese city with the ability to be dramatically influenced by even the most basic of individuals in terms of, you know, like influx, just like anywhere else. When you see that influx of outside currency and ideology into a place that has been relatively isolated from the rest of the world, this is what's happening right now. It's been only happening in China for like the last 60 or 70 years in terms of the game, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't get the sense that people are talking in hushed tones about it, like, oh, Ho Fang.
No.
It's like, yeah, it's, of yeah, course, yeah, it's yeah. Amazon.
Right. It's Amazon. Yeah. It's Apple. It's, yeah. it's.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not the biggest of players, but it's also not a minor player either.
So I don't necessarily get the sense that we should not go sniffing. Because you mentioned learning about but not going to Ho Fang. I feel like it may not be, they may not be the people with their hands in it. They may just be the kind of pass-through entity, but they could give us information where it's coming from. Or maybe they're all evil. And,
could be.
And we just go fuck it up.
Anything anybody else wants to do?
So he's got that. It translates to English to evil corp.
Evil.
Who knew? Who knew?
I hand you a thing later that basically their logo's umbrella.
Uh-oh.
Explains everything.
They're manufacturing the T-virus.
Yep.
Hail Hydra.
There's a Chinese, is it dentist? I remember seeing that picture on the internet.
What is it? Oh, the actual umbrella.
Yeah, yeah. The octagonal umbrella corp where it's like red and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like all these folks with like surgical masks and stuff. Like, ah, we're your dentists. And it's like, oh my God, that's the umbrella logo.
Yeah.
Seat
of technical schematics and blueprints. I think Professor Graham and I want to do other things.
What do you want to do?
We're going to do some studying on some artifacts.
Okay. You want to take a look at some artifacts? What do you want to do?
So the two pieces that he grabbed that he crossed in front of him, I don't recall exactly what they look like. It's been a while.
Yeah, it was.
And then a staff and a
one
rod.
One was, I believe, a hooked staff, and the other
it's
was.
It's very pharaoh-esque.
More of a scepter? That's correct.
A scepter and a hook.
What types of. Are there hieroglyphics on this thing?
Are they man-made things? Or are they of alien nature? Like other things.
I don't know that you want to ask that question, but okay.
I have the sand to deal with it.
I do.
We both have quite a bit of sand.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted you to be the one that worked on it with me. And I wanted Sybil nowhere near it.
I gotta remember where things are listed.
Because she cray-cray.
These were in the third floor?
No, there's references to... They do a pretty good job of pulling out things and referencing them in an appendix for me.
Yep.
But not every item is, so I need to look and see if every item is or is not. So in terms of the two scepters, they're about 1 foot long. One ends in the classic sort of shepherd's crook.
Mm-hmm.
The other one ends in an inverted ankh.
Are there hieroglyphics written on these?
No. There appears to be no writing at all. They appear to be smooth and almost organically shaped.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not perfectly manufactured.
Can I tell if they are metal, wood, stone?
They are made of metal.
Okay.
Is it obvious, like, the kind of metal?
Like, Some sort of science role?
I got geology.
You're not there.
I have a praise, but...
I have a 20 in chemistry.
Archaeology.
You could take it. I mean, archaeology is...
Would operate heavy machinery.
Why do you have that?
Success.
Because why not?
I mean, you can definitely tell that they're modern. They're definitely not old.
Right.
Like they're.
I think we figured that out before, but yeah.
Yeah, they're not old. So in terms of archaeology, they can tell you that. You couldn't identify this metal yourself.
Okay.
You don't look at it and you're kind of looking at the edges and seeing how it was forged and it just doesn't make sense. Because usually when you forge things, they come out in very certain shapes. So for this to have some sort of organic twist to it is odd.
It's got a made in Taiwan stamp on the bottom.
No, you are unable to find that.
All right. So we
I cross them again.
So you pick them up and you cross them in front of your body.
Yep.
We are in our hotel room doing this, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. We're not out in the public. We're with you guys.
You and I aren't there, in case you were wondering.
You come to the door, you just hear giggling. Like, I'm going to cross them.
And then you see green. God damn. And they're gone.
As he crosses in front of him, you see sort of the same thing. You feel sort of an invigoration. I can't swear to it, but this feels a little stronger than before, probably. You feel almost as if there's a surge of not quite adrenaline or not quite a... It's sort of like...
I can't remember. Last time when I uncrossed him, was it just instantly gone?
I believe so, yeah.
I thought it faded.
No. See, I thought it was instantly gone. So what's the point of standing there getting invigorated and not doing anything?
Maybe it's some kind of a shield.
But yes, you do see him. It's not so much him. I guess I read that a little strangely. If it came across as him, they seem to glow. Not him.
Okay. Yeah, you were like, his skin is green.
That's definitely not what he said.
That's the way I understood it.
that might be how you felt. Right. Yeah.
So they are glowing green.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not something that you immediately think of, but yes, they do sort of glow with a light and you feel invigorated.
Okay.
Hawaiian rolls getting thrown across the table.
Hey, we're going to Hawaii after Australia.
So. Invigorated how?
Can we get more rolls?
Not anything that you've ever really felt before. It's sort of a new sensation. Like I said, kind of like... like, kind of a mixture of like... Like, you've got certain things. Like, if I say you have a sugar rush, right? Or right. you have... You're high on caffeine. Yeah. Like, there... Or even like... When you're terrified, and so like serotonin and adrenaline are running through your body at the same time, like you just feel this mm-hmm. overwhelming chemical strangeness that is
like
not
it feels
normal.
Beneficial. I just don't know what the benefit is, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean that's not a bad way to put it. That's one way to interpret it. You feel more than you are without, but you don't know what that sensation is. Could be.
It's a magical girl transformation,
guys. I think it's bigger.
I went there first and didn't say anything 10 minutes ago.
So yeah, you
that's your mistake.
You without
nope,
magical more girl. Information.
Magical girl.
Let me
like,
see.
Are we having a conversation? Like you're telling me this is sheet? What you're feeling?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
What's your pow? Do you instantly go unconscious and die?
Pow pow.
Oh, I've been here before.
I'm supposed to die next.
Pow.
Roll percentile.
Just roll a die.
He said percentile. 32.
Yeah, you can't really describe it. It's not a caffeine high. It's not an adrenaline rush. It's not
can
like
I roll
any
natural
sort of sexual
world?
Thing. Sure.
Definitely not natural.
Mm-mm-mm. Pass.
Nothing. I mean, nothing makes sense because you are... Especially you being in a combat situation, being a soldier, like you've had to suppress some of those natural human instincts before.
Yeah,
this is something different. This is something you've never encountered before.
Does it feel like it'll be something I ever understand by doing what we're doing?
You're not sure.
Okay,
Lucas. Since you're
feel like
there?
Something that you can exert. Like you've built it up, can you exert it?
Lucas, roll a cult.
It's not high. We'll try it. No.
Okay. There's nothing really that you could think.
I go hi-ya! And like try and...
okay. You see him swing them wildly at you. As soon as they uncross, they stop glowing. And you feel that just fade away from you. That sort of feeling.
Okay.
What? Anything else?
I put the headdress on.
How do you feel about
I wanted
him
to
trying to
do
hi-ya
it.
You with Eldritch Magic?
I just hi-yaed. I didn't intentionally aim at him. That was at the end.
Okay, that was a flavor splash.
As he puts that, as I see him getting ready to put it on, I definitely step to the other side of the room and cross them again.
As you cross them,
yeah.
Nothing happens. They don't glow.
It's a once a day thing.
Give me the headdress.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.